First public hearing is conditional use number 1974, Sarah K. I. Phillips.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a hair salon to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Henry Hoover 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 7,600ths of an acre more or less, lying northwest of Route 9, also known as Savannah Road, and being across from Quaker Road, and being identified more specifically on the tax maps as tax map ID District 335, map number 12.06, parcel number 7. For the benefit of the commission, I have passed down copies of the survey, site plan, and some floor plans submitted by the applicant for this application. I do have two agency comments, first one being from DLDOT, which was received on September 27, 2013. And they have, advised that they have reviewed the proposal and that a traffic impact study is not recommended, that the current level of service E will not change as a result of this application. On December 13th of 2013, we received comments from the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and they referenced that the site is located in the West Rehoboth expansion area, that wastewater capacity is available if the proposed use does not exceed approximately one equivalent dwelling unit of SOAR assessment, that the planning study and design assumption for the parcel is one EDU based on a residential use on a residentially zoned parcel of less than 1 acre, that if the proposed use is expected to exceed one EDU, additional information should be provided and a capacity review completed prior to approval, that the current system connection charge rate is $4,822 per EDU, that the parcel was provided with a 6-inch lateral located along the parcel's frontage on Savannah Road, that it is noted that the parcel is served with central sewer and that the existing house is connected, that an on-site septic is not permitted, that conformity to the West Rehoboth expansion area planning study will be required, and that a concept plan is not required. That's all I have, gentlemen, unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application this evening?
My name is Sarah K. I. Phillips. I reside, my address is in Millsboro, and I am applying for conditional use of this home.
Okay, you heard what our chairman or our director read into the record on your behalf. Did you have anything you wanted to add?
No, this is going to be a small salon operated by my daughter only. She will be renting from me. It will not be open holidays, Sundays, partial day Saturdays, and maybe two or three evenings a week, but it will be small.
All right, then we'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, we'll start with Mr. We'll start with Mr. Burton. I was looking too far down. Excuse me, it's Mr. Burton's area.
Starting to get complex there.
I'm sorry, sir. I think I was just a little thrown. I wasn't sure it was you, actually, because I wasn't used to this little thing around here, you know.
Let's go back to place, Jack. Let's just go back to the hours, because with the conditional use, we want to put the hours on it that you want to do.
There'll be no Sundays, no holidays. Saturdays maybe till like 2 o'clock.
That'd be 8 to 2?
Probably. Occasionally it might run over, but it won't be late. And evenings, she probably will work 2 or 3 evenings, but it won't be till late. It'll be till like 8.
When would she open?
Probably like 10 in the morning, I'm saying. No earlier than 9.
But Saturday you said 8.
Sir?
You said Saturday, you said 8 o'clock.
Probably 8 on a Saturday.
So if we said 9 to 8 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8 to 2, that would work? And
that should work.
Mm-hmm. And it would be just her, or are you planning
just
this?
Her.
Do you plan on having a sign out front?
She will probably have a sign out front, yes.
Do you like that lighted?
Did she mention to you? I don't think so.
It could be an option. she allowed to be lighted, she doesn't have to light it. That's her choice then.
I noticed there was a for sale sign on it as well, so it's a buy. Have you bought the property and changing the zone, or asking for a conditional
use? We're asking for the zoning to buy the property.
Okay.
Smart move.
And parking, I see on the drawing that it's just, it looks like it's three spots out front?
Yes. They are not there now. They will be put in. There will be a handicap ramp put in.
Okay.
That's being architecturally drawn to code.
The number of parking spots is driven by the square foot.
It's based on the use. It depends on the use of how much the property is being used for a salon, and we look at it based on the code on how many parking spaces you need. We have to look at that and see.
So you may be able to get some of them, but you may be able to move, you may have to move some of them in the back.
Right.
Okay.
Well, it probably won't be more than one or two people there at a time.
This is a question for you, Lawrence. What, is the zoning around that, is that all C conditional uses, or that a lot?
Savannah Road is mixed with some B1 neighborhood business, several conditional uses. As you get closer to Westcott's Corner, it goes to C1. You go back toward Lewis, I think it's mostly B1. There might be some C1 there, too. I'd have to look. Okay. But it's mixed all up and down Savannah Road. The Savannah Road probably should have been, the number of applications that we've had for C1, B1, and conditional uses probably would warrant the whole strip being B1. But it's up to the individuals to apply for it.
Okay. Have you spoken to the neighbors about this? There's only like four houses that look like
residential. Right. We spoke to the neighbors next door, and we were telling her that we'd like to put a salon in there. She said, I have no problem with that.
Good deal.
And this home was a conditional use prior to for a dental office, but it expired and he didn't go forth with it.
Okay. Thank you. I have no further questions.
All right, sir. We thank you. Mr. Johnson?
I understand the application and I have no further questions.
Okay. Now, Mr. Smith?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Ms. Phillips just cleared something up for me that this site was approved as a conditional use as a dentist office, I guess back 10 years ago, perhaps.
I don't know how far back, but.
But it has been
it
previously.
It didn't materialize.
Approved. Yes.
It was actually, if I remember right, it went through public hearings. I know it was in 02 and was approved, so it would have been valid for 3 years. And a memory serving me, reapplied and got another conditional use to continue and still didn't build the dentist office, so it's finally run out. So they really changed it. The remodeling for the dentist office never took place.
No. Mm-hmm.
And that was Bob probably be the only one that would remember it. It was Dr. Michael Pollock.
Mm-hmm. I do remember him.
And if this use were approved, we make a recommendation and approved. What do you think? What would an estimate be for Mr. Lank to get a haircut at this place?
I don't know. I can't speak for my daughter, but I think it'd be very, very reasonable.
Thank you. No further questions.
Mr. Whedon, you might be in the same boat there, sir.
I was, in fact, now that you bring it up.
It could be all free haircut.
I was going to ask you.
Free haircuts, huh?
No. We can't do that. But it's. Is your hairstyle an example of your daughter's work?
Yes.
Well, looks very nice. Do you think she can
Thank
do anything
you.
For me?
I think probably so.
Might be the same style.
I think it would be the same style as Mr. Lank. I see
give
that.
You a
well,
buzz.
There you go. Mr. Lank, do you have any questions?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counsel?
No questions, thanks.
And I have none either. But we thank you. If you would take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's
okay.
anyone here
Thank
with an
you.
Interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1974, Sarah K. I. Phillips? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1974? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call Mr. Lank in the morning.